We're doing chapter 15, verse 5. Okay? It says, the fool despises the mussar of his father. And he who guards tochacha, which is a synonym for mussar, yarim becomes cunning. Okay, first question. What is cunning? Okay? Cunning is where I have the ability to manipulate emotions to do what I want. That is cunning. Okay? Second question. What is musa tochacha? Okay? We're going only according to Sadyagon's definition. There might be other definitions out there. But however, Sadyagon says, where you know the consequences of your actions and you do something about it. That is the definition of musa and tochacha. The third question is, how do you guard, it says guard musa, so how do you guard an idea? Okay, so guarding means that I don't want to lose it, or I don't want it broken. Okay, so guarding an idea means that I have an idea that I cannot lose it. How could I not lose an idea? If I review it enough till it becomes second nature. Second nature means that I think that way, that I start thinking that way. So once I start thinking that way, then it's part of my nature. I'm not going to lose it. Okay? Okay. Now, the thing is that there's a difference. By guarding, it means review. Now, the question is, what is the difference between memorizing and review? Memorizing is where I could go over the words. Like, you can memorize a poem in Chinese even though you don't know what it means. So you just memorize the words. Review means I look at it with the same mind as if it's the first time. Chazal say that there's a difference between 100 times review and 101 times. And then there's a Pirish, I don't remember who it was, but he says there's also a difference between 300 and 301. He says they're just using 100 and 101 as an example. You understand? But the thing is any time you review, you see something new, it becomes clearer, it affects you more. So the thing is that's the importance of review. And how do I know that cunning is manipulating the emotions? That I got from the snake by Embarrasius, where he pushes her against the tree, and she touches the tree. And because she added to the tree, really God only says you shouldn't eat from the tree. She added that God said that you couldn't touch. So he recognized the difference. So he used that and pushed her. And once she touched the tree and she didn't die, she felt she could eat from the tree without dying. Okay? So you see, it's manipulating the emotions to get you what you want to do. Okay? Now the Pasuk says here that he who guards Musa, where Musa is second nature to you, will become cunning. Okay? The question is how. If by guarding Musa, by Musa becoming second nature, how do you become cunning? Okay? The answer is in the part where we said that it's not only knowing the consequences, but it's doing something about it. Okay? Because the emotions only know experience. And here you only know the idea that in the future I will have consequences. Okay, so I have to get the emotion to act now on something that is not real to the emotions. So therefore, you train to manipulate your own emotions, you train to become cunning. Now, the first half of the pasuk says, a fool despises the musa of his father. Okay, so the question is, why does he despise? It should say he despises Musa. Why does it say the Musa of his father? You see? So it must mean that he looks at Musa, that the authority is telling him. So you must say that he looks at reality whenever he's controlled or stopped from doing something. To him, that is authority. Whenever reality controls him or tells him that he shouldn't do something, so then that, to him, that's the authority telling him. So he gets angry with reality.